give. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American, the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I get back into this, folks, I want to take a minute here or two and put a shout out to a couple of sponsors here. One of them is really, you know, this guy's a favorite of mine. I've worked with him behind the scenes, and I cannot emphasize enough that if you're looking to move any money, if you're listening, looking for financial advice, and by the way, folks, I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting paid to do this. You know, I'm not getting paid to tout this man's talents. I'm giving you the straight up on this man's talents because I've worked with him behind the scenes. I respect him. He's very professional, very polite, very nice man. And I would emphasize, if you have a question, if you have a problem, if you need to move some money, if you need some advice on what to do and what not to do in this chaotic financial situation that we're in this country, I would strongly urge you to give John Onesti a call. As I said, I've worked with this man behind the scenes. This man is just the most professional, just genuine, sincere. And he's not looking to make a quick buck. He doesn't work on commission. He does not make any money unless you make money. Give him a call. John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. And that's area code 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Great guy to work with, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, folks. I'm saying that because I've worked with him, and he is genuinely motivated to do the best possible job he can do for you. Okay, and beyond that, now remember, I've got Cliff Carnicom coming up Thursday, but I've also got, who have I got? Let's see, Todd Metallo and Bob Barefoot coming up for an hour tomorrow. Going to talk a little bit more about health and how to offset some of these stuff that, you know, these poisons that they're spraying. I take personally some of the products that these folks offer. I believe in them. They work. It's Lametco International. I take Immunite. I take the Coral Calcium. I would urge you to give them a call at 800-933-2565. Tell them I told you to give them a call. Okay, they're great people. They've got good products. Also, I want to mention Robbie Noel. If you want to convert some money to gold or silver, he's the guy to do it. 800-691-7898. I have worked with Robbie as well behind the scenes. Very nice guy. And I know a lot of you people out there know who Robbie is. He's got a show on this network. Very nice guy. Very intelligent guy, knows the market, knows gold, knows silver, and is very, very competitively priced. And also, one other guy I want to mention is Cartavite. And you can find that on both my website at www.theamericanawakening.org or at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Cartavite is an excellent product. I've been taking it for over a month. It works. Some of my aches and pains have subsided due to this. I'm not sure what it does or how it does. I just know that it does. So if you would, give them a call, Don Wiskin at Cartavite. In Canada, it's 613-376-6229. Again, 613-376-6229. Or in the United States, it's 877-928-8822. Again, that's 1-877-928-8822. And all of us, you know, as you listen to RBN as well as I do, okay, we plug these sponsors, folks, because it's a three-way street. It's us, it's the listeners, and it's the sponsors. The sponsors support keeping us on the network, but you've got to support the sponsors. And every one of these sponsors that I mentioned, I have used in one capacity or another. I believe in. They have good products or they have good services. And this is why I talk to you about them, because they do not pay me to do this. I do this because I believe in them, folks. So pick them up. Give them a call. Go into RBN's website. Take a look at something. Buy a product. Support RBN. We'll be back in three, and I'll continue with this lambasting of Wolfowitz. Be right back, folks. Stick with me. I got more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been slapped in the face. Or even better yet, I feel like I've been beat up by 10 big men here. Here we've got, you know, Paul Wolfowitz after what all he's been through and the stuff that's even come out mainstream about him. And Condoleezza Rice and Bush have the audacity to make him an offer like this. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you back to the New Yorker article, May 12th, 2003, under Selective Intelligence. In Iraq, intelligence issues, strategic, clandestine, and military. Paul Wolfowitz, the RAND Corporation, William Luty, Patrick Lang, Richard Pearl, they all call themselves self-mockingly the Cabal. A small cluster of policy advisors and analysts now based in the Pentagon's Office of Special Plans. Remember, this is back in 2003, folks. In the past year, according to former and present Bush administration officials, their operation, which was conceived by none other than Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, has brought about a crucial change in the direction in the American intelligence community. And let me remind you, he was a signer on the PNAC documents, folks. These advisors and analysts who began their work in the days after September 11, 2001, have produced a skein of intelligence reviews that have helped to shape public opinion and American policy towards Iraq. They relied on data gathered by other intelligence agencies and also on information provided by the Iraqi National Congress, or the INC, the exile group headed by Ahmad Chalabi, another felon.
By last fall, the operation rivaled both the CIA and the Pentagon's own Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, as President Bush's main source of intelligence regarding Iraq's possible possession of weapons of mass destruction and connections with al-Qaeda. As of last week, no such weapons had been found. And although many people within the administration and outside it profess confidence that something will turn up, remember that, folks? The integrity of much of that intelligence is now in question. And then I might remind you of how Bush was up at that dinner with all of his, you know, rubbing shoulders with the elite, looking under his podium and snickering as he said, well, no weapons of mass destruction here, and looked over behind the curtain, well, no weapons of mass destruction is there. It's all a joke to them. Let me continue. The director of the Special Plans Operations is Abraham Shulsky, a scholarly expert in the works of the political philosopher Leo Strauss. Shulsky has been quietly working on intelligence and foreign policy issues for three decades. He was on the staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the early 1980s and served in the Pentagon under Assistant Secretary of Defense Richard Perle during the Reagan administration, after which he joined the RAND Corporation. The Office of Special Plans is overseen by Undersecretary of Defense William Luty, a retired Navy captain. Luty was an early advocate of military action against Iraq, and as the administration moved toward war and policymaking power shifted towards the civilians in the Pentagon, he took on increasingly important responsibilities. W. Patrick Lang, the former chief of Middle East Intelligence at the DIA, said, "The Pentagon was banded together to dominate the government's foreign policy, and they've pulled it off. They're running Chalabi. The DIA has been intimidated and beaten to a pulp, and there's no guts at all in the CIA. The hostility goes both ways. A Pentagon official who works for Luty told me, I did a job when the intelligence community wasn't doing theirs. We recognized the fact that they hadn't done the analysis. We were providing information to Wolfowitz that he hadn't seen before. The intelligence community was still looking for a mission like they had in the Cold War when they spoon-fed the policymakers." A Pentagon advisor who has worked with special plans dismissed any criticism of the operation as little more than bureaucratic whining. Shulsky and Luty won the policy debate, the advisor said. They beat them. They cleaned up against State and the CIA. There's no mystery why they won, because they were more effective in making their argument. By the way, let me insert whether the argument is true or not. Luty is smarter than the opposition. Wolfowitz is smarter. I would say, I don't like the adjective smarter. I think more cunning would be a better description. They out-argued them. It was a fair fight. They persuaded the president of the need to make a new security policy. Those who lose are so good at trying to undercut those who won. He added, I love to be a historian who writes the history of how this small group of eight or nine people made the case and won. From the issue cartoon Blank Mail, this according to the Pentagon advisor, Special Plans was created in order to find evidence of what Wolfowitz and his boss, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, believed to be true. That Saddam Hussein had close ties to al-Qaeda and that Iraq had enormous arsenal of chemical, biological, and possibly even nuclear weapons that threatened the region and potentially the United States, which we all know now is a blatant lie. Iraq's possible possession of weapons of mass destruction had been a matter of concern to the international community since before the first Gulf War. Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons in the past, and at some point, yeah, we gave them to him, at some point he assembled thousands of chemical warheads along with biological weapons and made a serious attempt to build a nuclear weapons program. What has been in dispute is how much of that capacity, if any, survived the 1991 war and the years of United Nations inspections, the no-fly zones, and sanctions that followed. In addition, since September 11th, there have been recurring questions about Iraq's ties to terrorists. A February poll showed that 72% of Americans believed it was likely that Saddam Hussein was personally involved in the September 11th attacks, due to our propaganda, by the way, I might add, although no definitive evidence of such a connection has been presented, nor has it ever been found, folks. Rumsfeld and his colleagues believe that the CIA was unable to perceive the reality of the situation in Iraq. The agency was out to disprove linkage between Iraq and terrorism, the Pentagon advisor told me. That's what drove them. If you ever work with intelligence data, you can see the ingrained views at CIA that color the way it sees data. The goal of Special Plans, he said, was to put data under a microscope to reveal what the intelligence community can't see. Shulsky's carrying the heaviest part. Even before September 11th, Richard Perle, who was then the chairman of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board, was making a similar argument that the intelligence community's knowledge of Iraq weapons. At a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee hearing in March 2001, he said, "Does Saddam now have weapons of mass destruction?" Well, sure he does. We know he has chemical weapons. We know he has biological weapons. How far he's gone on the nuclear weapons side, I don't think we really know. My guess is it's further than we think. It's always further than we think because we limit ourselves. As we think about this to what we're able to prove and demonstrate, and unless you believe that we have uncovered everything, you have to assume that there's more and we're able to report. You know what I think about this, folks? I think that all these fools that are in there, that are gathering intelligence that they want to hear and kicking out what they don't want to hear, I think that they're all paranoid psychopaths. That's what I think. Sorry. Enough of that one. Oh, I'm telling you. And I can go on and on and on about this guy. And I don't know, man. Is it just me? I feel like I've been beat up by 10 men. See, the ultimate slap in the face. You know, you take a guy resigned as deputy defense secretary, who was embarrassed out of the job at the IMF, the presidential job at the IMF, and here he is popping, rearing his ugly head again. You know what? You know what it reminds me of? You know, it's like there's, I don't know. Let's say that I have a family of 100 people, and we're all criminals, okay, and we control. We have all the power. We are the ones that print the money. We have all the control. And I appoint half of my family as Democrats and half of them as Republicans, and I stage everything. Everything is an act. Everything is a stage. We appoint all the officials in public office. Every once in a while, we toss one out to the wolves. Okay, but again, some point in the future, they rear their ugly head again because it's time to put them in power. Why do you think that is? Wolfowitz, this guy that was complicit in giving intelligence to the administration that they wanted to see. Why is he back? Why is he rearing his ugly head now? You think there's something on the horizon here, folks? I do. And he's just the guy because he's cunning, clever, deceitful. I mean, I can't even name enough adjectives. But let me continue. Here's another one. Here's one. Key report on Iraq is faulted. This is from February 9th of 2007 by Walter Pincus and Jeffrey Smith. The intelligence provided by former Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith to buttress the White House case for invading Iraq included reporting of dubious quality or reliability that supported the political views of senior administration officials rather than the conclusions of the intelligence community. And this is according to a report by the Pentagon's Inspector General, folks. Feith's office was predisposed to finding a significant relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. According to portions of the report released yesterday by Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the Inspector General describes Feith's activities as an alternative intelligence assessment process. An alternative, okay? What does that mean? Oh, we don't like the one we're getting, so we're going to make one up. An unclassified – and by the way, you know, I don't know about you folks, but I look at this in retrospect and I think of over a million Iraqis, innocent Iraqi civilians that have died over this garbage, and then they're taking the same fool. And they're giving him another position that does not have to be overseen or approved by the Senate. It just makes me want to throw up. An unclassified summary of the full document is scheduled for release today in a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which Levin chairs. In that summary, a copy of which was obtained from another source by the Washington Post, the Inspector General concluded that Feith's assessment in 2002 that Iraq and Al-Qaeda had a mature symbiotic relationship was not fully supported by available intelligence, but was nonetheless used by policymakers. And Wolfowitz was right there. At that time of Feith's reporting, the CIA had concluded that there was an evolving association based on sources of varying reliability. In a telephone interview yesterday, Feith emphasized the Inspector General's conclusion that these actions described in the report as inappropriate were not unlawful. They were not unlawful? This was not alternative intelligence assessment, he said. It was from the start a criticism of the consensus of the intelligence community, and in presenting it, I was not endorsing its substance. Now tell me, is that not doublespeak, folks? Fife, who was defense policy chief before leaving the government in 2005, was one of the key contributors to the administration's rationale for war. We'll be back at 3. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got more for you. Stick around, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I didn't open the phone lines. I got a couple of quick calls, then I'm going to go back to this. Please, no more calls. I'm going to take Carol and Mark. Carol in Idaho, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. Didn't mean to interrupt. I would be willing to wait, but I just want to say thank you for what you're delivering there. And I have this feeling that anybody who cannot see who or what group is causing America's demise is not trying to even look. I mean, all roads lead right back to the neocon Zionists that surround the Bush administration.
Amen.
Is that not a true, fair statement to make?
That is a factual statement, and the people that don't want to believe it live in denial.
Yeah, and Michael, just let me say one more thing, and then I'll let you move on. I have nothing against anyone except those who seem to cover for this one enemy. If I'm driving down the highway and I have my foot on the brake and I also have my foot on the accelerator, how far do I go? And isn't there an awful lot of friction and problem created? Mm-hmm. Right? Well, what if we are serious about taking back our nation, bringing, reestablishing the rule of law and God-given freedoms, then shouldn't we be naming our enemy, or should we be fighting against the New World Order and at the same time afraid to say and point the finger at the real cabal?
Absolutely. It's by design, though.
Okay.
You know,
well, here's
yes, people are afraid to point a finger at that because that's not politically correct, or they're afraid they're going to be deemed anti-Semite, which has nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Okay, because the majority of the Jewish people, they're as clueless as the dumbed-down American people.
And you know what? We should not even use the word Jew because they are not true Jews, those that are doing this. And here's my final comment. If you have a radio station, and your radio station happens to be owned by a Jewish, God-loving, God-fearing Jewish American, is that reason why you have to be holding back from telling the truth about who's doing what and who's destroying America's reputation just because you don't want to offend the owner of your station? I have said to Alex Jones several ways that I could think of on his email and on the telephone. I've said to Alex Jones, look, I know that there are evil people coming from every nation on the world. America has evil people. China, everybody has evil people. But there is one group that is basically orchestrating all this hatred and all this upset in the Middle East and now in Iraq and Iran. They are the group that is doing it. And so why can't we call the spade a spade? Why can't we name the group and then more quickly put them in their place and reestablish peace and order? Why can't we do that?
Oh, I totally agree with you. Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, beware of those who say they are Jews but are not.
Right.
They're
hiding
behind that.
And if you own a radio station and you happen to be Jewish, you certainly should be able to see the difference between your good Jewish people and these atheistic, demonic Zionists that have nothing to do with God or Judaism.
I agree with you 100%, Carol. Thanks for the call. Got to run, dear. Okay, let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Mark.
Yes, Michael, I'm just a little bit shocked. I don't understand why you're so offended by Wolfowitz coming back. I mean, the same administration wanted to put Henry Kissinger in charge of the 9/11 commission. I mean,
I covered that one yesterday. I don't know. I just feel like somebody just continually kicks me in the groin. You know,
right.
I've got this optimism that things might just get better. That every time I even have a positive thought, somebody turns around and does this to me, Mark.
And who was that Army general? Our Army colonel that was in charge of DARPA, like about 3-4 years ago. That was involved with the Iran-Contra scandal, that actually wanted to take bets online on, you know, who is going to actually, you know, through these different battles that they were going to wage throughout the world, who was going to win what, and through body counts of the opposing force.
A colonel 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, I can't remember it. I can't remember his, I keep wanting to call him Starling. I think his name was Starling.
Okay, you got me on that one.
He was involved with DARPA, and there was a website that they were trying to launch. And literally, what they were trying to do was say, "Well, you have these two battles. You have these battles going on. Who is going to win the battle through how many death counts there was?" it was sort of like a Running Man scenario there.
Huh. Well, that's a new one to me. I've missed that one.
Yeah, I can't remember it now. God, I had it on top of my head. I think his name was Starling, I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's just typical. We're being run by criminals, and, yeah, she's right. The lady on before was right. We definitely are pandering to the Zionist regime, and they are wielding real power in this nation. And it's time to actually call for what it really is. I mean,
right.
AIPAC.
You've got to rip the curtain away, call a spade, and show them for who they are.
And people that don't want, and patriots, and I look at it this way. If you're talking about all this, the New World Order, you're talking about Trilateral Commission, you're talking about secret societies, Masons, you're talking about Skull and Bones and all that, those are the branches of the tree. You're just hacking at the branches. You're not getting to the root of it. I mean, these guys, that's where they recruit from, beyond a doubt. It's just like the mafia being, you know, being Italian. They were the muscle, but the money behind the mob was Jewish.
I hear you. Thank you for the points, Mark. Got to let you run. Got a break coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this when I get back from the break. Got a little bit more on our buddy Wolfowitz here. And then I want to get into a quick article with Jim Kerwin again. $1 million a minute. Stick with me. I've got more, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, I'm looking at this, folks. I'm not even going to read the whole crux, the rest of this article. I'm just going to go a few more paragraphs here because it's quite lengthy because there's another one I want to cover, and I don't know that I have enough time. But at any rate, Fife's intelligence activities authorized by then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and his deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, and coordinated with Vice President Cheney's office, stemmed from an administration belief that the CIA was underplaying evidence of then-Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's ties with al-Qaeda. In interviews with Pentagon investigators, the summary document said Fife insisted that his activities did not constitute intelligence and that, even if they were, they would be appropriate given that they were responding to direction from the Deputy Secretary of Defense. The report was requested in fall of 2005 by Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, then chairman of the State Select Committee on Intelligence. Although the committee and a number of official inquiries had criticized the administration's pre-war intelligence, Democratic senators led by Levin demanded further investigation of Feith's operation. Now, this goes on for a couple more pages, but here's the crux of the issue. The bottom line is that intelligence relating to the Iraq-Al-Qaeda relationship was manipulated by high-ranking officials in the Department of Defense to support the administration's decision to invade Iraq, Levin said yesterday. The Inspector General's report is a devastating condemnation of inappropriate activities in the Department of Defense policy that helped take this nation to war. And Paul Wolfowitz was up to his eyeballs in it. You know what? I was thinking about this during the break. You know, and you've got all these people. You might as well have a deck of cards, 52 cards, or maybe two decks of 104 cards, okay? And every one of them's got a picture on it. You got Rumsfeld, you got Feith, you got Wolfowitz, you got Wormser, you got all of these guys. Pick one of them, okay? And they probably sit in a dark room at the Rand Corporation or a lighted room, and they're all smoking and backslapping each other. They shuffle a deck of cards, they flip one over, and that's the person that they decide to put in whatever position they want to put in, because they're all related, okay? They're all buddies, they're all families, and they're all right along with the same agenda, and it makes me sick. All right, I'm going to close this out, folks. I got one more I want to go into by my friend Jim Kerwin. It's called $1 Million a Minute. And if I have the time, I'll take a call or two. $1 million a minute. Now, there's a thought to wrestle with. No nation on this earth has even contemplated so much money, especially when that's not something being accumulated. No, it's being spent on a completely busted set of wars. This nation has been pouring blood and money into this huge black hole, and all we can say about it is that we're spending $1 million a minute. George W. Bush is not military. He's not a strategic thinker. He has no use whatsoever for diplomacy. And yet after 5 long years, he is still, quote, in charge, unquote, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and still staying the course. His administration is in ruins. His mumbled mouthings are as stuff of comic books, not statecraft. His decision-making capabilities are better suited to deciding what to order in the nearest bar than they are for anything to do with having to administer the shredding of $1 million a minute in a war without end that will consume all of this nation's assets, most of its jobs, and probably the viability of its currency, before he can be dragged from behind that desk in the Oval Office. And that is, and I quote, if there is another election. I already covered that a little while ago. One can hardly blame this imbecile, because he has never been any different. After all, that's why he was selected for the job. He was the only certifiable moron with a name to lean on, and he was definitely available. But how to explain the Congress, who they supposedly control the purse strings in this country? How to conjure any kind of plan that necessitates spending $1 million a minute on a war that has no end in sight? How long can this really last before this nation goes belly up? Come on, people, get real. Now comes the real problem. What about the people whose money it is that has been being thrown around like confetti at a month-long wedding? This is sheer insanity. What happened to common sense or to real questions from anyone about any of this? Have we been so taken for granted that we will tolerate any price, no matter how high, for this mega farce that no other nation could even remotely envision? Much less dare to undertake. Tens of millions of Americans are nearing destitution, and millions more are already there. We are losing the wars, just as we have already lost the peace by backing the wrong side of everything we touch. And despite everything, Cheney is still holding fast to his long-range plan of 5 wars in 7 years. Our prisons are overflowing with bodies.
yet only a small percent of those in prison are there for serious crimes. Yet this is how the true outlaws deal with anyone that might actually challenge any authority. This attitude is all too evident in the procedures used to taser the general public. Taser use is not to protect the officers, but to subjugate the public at any price. Taking total control is the point, with prison as the destination for any that refuse to bow to the dictatorship of this American police state. Our National Guard has been federalized. They are no longer under the control of the state's governors. They have become surrogate troops conscripted to fight in useless and illegal wars, only to return home to the loss of jobs and family cohesion, if not the loss of parts of themselves as well. And for what, exactly? Bush has never stated the actual purpose of these deployments. To serve is all he ever says. But who is being served? Not the American public. We're living in a police state, folks, where there is no longer any shred of representative government left to us. Nor is there any justice among the serfs that have to hammer out a meager and insubstantial existence in the world where only the haves with millions count. While the rest of us must fight aliens over whatever scraps might remain from the bankers' banquets of gluttony amid their habits of consumption that have no limitations. $1 million a minute is what makes all this squandered treasure possible for everyone but those who must continue to pay just to keep the fortune flowing. When will this change? When will such a thing even begin to lean in that direction? From the look of the mass media, the only thing happening in America is the second-to-second race for the 2008 election. There is no news of the wars, no mention of the 3,520,000 videos listed under police abuse videos. Have you seen those, folks? I've been in there. I've watched them. I see them every day. I go in there and take a few minutes and look at them. It's an absolute atrocity. 3,520,000 videos without investigations, without changes in the policies that police are using, which is what is responsible for most of the videos. There are people on those videos. They are not discussed on the news because they are not important people. Just those who got caught up in something, deserved or otherwise. Speaking of these videos, by the way, folks, I've seen probably... conservatively speaking, at least 400 of them. I saw one today, the first time I've seen one, that I would really honestly say, in defense of the police, this guy deserved to get tasered. And really, it's on Jones's website if you want to go take a look at it. Let's go to Farrell in Texas. Farrell, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey. Yes. Yeah, Farrell here.
Yeah, Farrell.
Okay. You know, I'm going to bring out some more points. You're touching on them, but I would like to bring direct focus on them.
Okay.
See, Grandpa Prescott Bush, he financed the enemy. And then after the war, you see, the Bushes come from a war-financed banking family.
Right. Yes, I'm very aware of that. Go ahead.
And Bush himself has said right on television, I don't make a decision unless I'm thinking about war. I am a war president.
Right. He said that shortly after 9/11. Right.
Yeah. So he is going to do whatever he can to make his family as wealthy as possible and then throw the shell that's left of this country behind, if there's even a shell left. That is their entire intention. I mean, their family finances the enemy. Their family takes the enemy and then places them in positions, you know, within our own administrations. Bush, he took Wolfowitz, this traitor, and stuck him in charge of a position that if pandemics or something happen in this country, he is going to be making primary decisions over what happens, what towns they dump chemicals on, things like that. You know, what populations they exterminate, which they... you know, they put in concentration camps.
That's a pretty scary thought, Farrell. You know that?
That's where these guys are going. That's where they've gone in the past. There's no reason for them to change. They are still making tons of money off of this. You know, this country still has a little bit of a skeleton to stand, and they're going to suck the marrow out of it if they can.
Well, I agree with you, and I go back to, you know, Prescott, Bush, Brown Brothers, Harriman. You know, they were they were prosecuted under Trading with the Enemies Act. You know, I know all about that, and I was reading in this article a few minutes ago. You know, this article I'm reading currently. You know, George W. Bush, George Jr., if you would, is the primary candidate for the position that they gave him in the presidency, because yes, he's easily manipulated and controlled, and it goes back long before he's the president, because he's failed at every business adventure he's ever been in.
He's just the baby of the family that is put there to as a headpiece, and then they stack people around him to make the important decisions. All he is is just a stupid idiot clown to look under his podium and say, oh, no weapons of mass destruction there, you know, stuff like that. I mean, and then when reporters ask him a serious question, he says, you just don't understand the agenda, or, you know, or the scope of the mission or something like that, you know. And then he's got I'd have to use some foul language there to describe that grin that he always has on his face when he feels like he's putting something over on us.
Yeah, the poop eating, the Cheshire cat grin.
You got it. Yeah. but anyway, the fact that they're bringing him back in means that even though his political liabilities are less important than his political assets will become in the future, that really, really scares me. And this Cheney, when he says, you better be scared, you know, that snarl, that's the kind of scared that makes me want to defend thousands and millions of innocent people. Even if I have to die doing it, that's the kind of scared that makes me.
I hear you. Okay. My sentiment is exactly. I got to run, Farrell, man. I appreciate
you
your input.
Okay.
Yes, you are right on target.
Yes.
Let's go. I've got to go to Lance in Texas. I only got a few minutes left. Lance, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, Mike. This goes to your first article. You went over Venezuela and Hugo Chavez.
Yes, sir.
As I was listening to that article, I haven't read it, but it made the back of my hair stand up. I was watching Al Jazeera and waiting for the results to come in on the C or no vote. And they flashed up there that there was a part where they were going to, part of the referendum was on the central bank. And right when that flashed up there, I said, oh no, he's going to lose. It's going to go no. And I thought, you know what? It's going to go no. And Chavez is not even going to make a big stink about it. And sure enough, not more than 20 minutes later, it came out that it was no, and Chavez was very conciliatory. And I just knew that not only is Bush a puppet, but Chavez is their puppet as well. They put him in there because he'll do what they tell them, or the other way around.
It sort of looks that way, doesn't it?
It's diabolical is what I'm trying to get at, and it's getting freaking scary. Anyways, that's my two cents.
Well, I appreciate that, Lance. And, you know, as I read this through with Wolfowitz and so forth, I feel like I've been slapped in the face and kicked in the groin at the same time. But I'm sure that they just have a deck of cards with all of these Zionists that they just shuffle it up and pick one. You know, and they toss him in there. But by virtue of the fact that they've put him into this particular place at this particular time tells me that there's something on the horizon here. Is it Venezuela? I don't know. It's a possibility. We'll have to wait and see. But thank you for the call. I appreciate your input, Lance, and I'm as concerned as you are. Okay?
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Let me see if I can finish this off real quick, folks. The videos. I was talking about the videos with these police taserings. This is news, and the failure to report on something as staggeringly high as this, these 3 million videos, tasering videos, are criminal.
But then so is spending $1 million a minute on something that has become a permanent stalemate, a dead-end nightmare that only consumes the participants and yields only ashes where a civilization once flourished. If you look at it, we have to be the biggest fools in all of human history. We're continuing to pay without any questions whatever for something that is a colossal failure by all accounts. On top of that, we have not demanded that any of these idiots be terminated. Just today, intelligence announced that Iran stopped trying to build nuclear weapons in 2003. Why was this news not accompanied with the heads of the intelligence agencies that made this massive intelligence blunder? The answer ought to make you furious, because the public is so brain dead, it will not occur to them that anyone actually failed, just that the coming war on Iran might no longer be coming. $1 million a minute, you and I and everyone else that works is paying, and this is what we get for our efforts. Oh, by the way, 4 years ago, the Iranians stopped trying to create nuclear weapons, so all these war drums weren't really needed. If you think that's an exaggeration, well, Americans did absolutely nothing when it was finally announced that Iraq had no WMDs whatever. Nada. Zip. Nothing there at all. Americans just shrugged and went about their private lives and wondered occasionally how much longer it would take before we won the war. But instead, we began losing the war, and still there was only a rumbling among fringes that finally became a roar in November, over a year ago, so that election was held and the good guys won. But the only changes the public got for their vote was more criminal legislation plus the national real ID card to go with Canada's version just as soon as the North American Union begins to take effect in 2008. Everything else that the new Congress did also went straight to hell. But the one constant is always that Americans do not complain, so everything is proceeding apace. The country is watching the farce of who's ahead and who's going to win Iowa or New Hampshire, and all this is just so important that it beggars the imagination how grown men and women can get sucked into the endless blather about a bunch of people that give not a damn about any of us. They never have, they never will. They're all in the same clubs, the same little groups where the winners must all be approved by the Council on Foreign Relations, AIPAC, or they simply cannot be allowed to win.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. used. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to close this out, folks, real quick. Now government has turned the heat on those of us who actually do complain big time. Instead of fighting terrorists overseas, Congress has decided that the real terrorists are homegrown. They must all be rounded up and silenced by their new laws that eliminate free speech and punish all that question them. Thanks to Senator Jane Harman, or excuse me, Congressman Jane Harman of California that introduced H.R. 1955. It's now S-1959, and if your fingers don't do the walking and we don't get this defeated, it is definitely the beginning, if not the middle, of the end. $1 million a minute, and we still haven't got a clue. The game is rigged. We are owned, and nobody really cares. George Carlin says it better, but his language might offend you. His point, however, overrides the language, at least for me. George says the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. I don't know about you guys, but I've seen that clip with George Carlin. Pretty funny. I've always liked George Carlin, but the sad reality of truth is that he's right. We are owned. This is rigged. Nothing happens by accident. It's all contrived. And yes, 1959, S-1959, is sitting in Congress. It's ready to be voted on as early as Thursday, possibly sooner. That's why you need to let your fingers do the walking, folks. Okay? Because it's all but over. This other bill, the hate crimes legislation that's tacked onto this defense bill. I mean, remember, the reason that they're doing this, the reason that they've kicked it in high gear, is because we're waking up Americans. People are realizing they're not only, you know, their guts are not only churning because there's something wrong. Now they've become objective. Their mind has opened up. A lot of them are now listening to what we have to say and what we've had to say all along. And I give kudos to you guys out there as well. Is we're telling the truth. We don't get paid money to do this. Okay. The people, the big players that get paid all the money are the people that get paid to lie. The Limbaughs, ditto head people. You know, those millions of ditto heads that just parrot what Rush Limbaugh spins, or Hannity, or O'Reilly, or Laura Ingraham. All these people out there that are paid these millions of dollars a year to spin the truth and to lie to you and to keep the dumbed-down American people pacified with a beer in their hand watching Dancing with the Stars. Are we going to stop this, folks? Are you guys going to make a difference? I know you can do it. I've seen it before. I saw it several months ago, okay, when you stepped up to the plate. Fox wasn't going to let Ron Paul into the debates. You guys got it done, okay? George Bush wound up vetoing this hate crimes legislation. Was it back in May or June? You guys got it done. And I've got confidence in you. I know you can do it again. But, you know, every time this happens, it's like, all right, it's gone forever? No, it's going to rear its ugly head again. But it's people like us that are awake that are in this fight. And we're fighting an info war that we can't just lay down. If we lay down, they'll roll over us. We can't let them win, because everything that we have believed in and been taught to believe since the inception of our childhood, with the books that we read in public schools, the things that we were taught by our teachers, and the things that we want our children and our grandchildren to know and grow up in a society that is a republic, a constitutional republic, they're all on the line, folks. Those are just a few of the reasons why you need to pick up the phone, get on it, and start dialing. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Didn't have any guests today. Didn't have time for one, actually. Had a lot to tell you. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Guess what? Today's Tuesday. We got Bob Chapman coming up with John Stadtmiller. Stay tuned. I'm sure he's got some interesting financial news for you. And I will see you tomorrow with Todd Metallo and Bob Barefoot. We're going to talk about health a little bit first hour. Have a good rest of the day, and bye for now.
not ready to back down.